There's no need to look outside, 'cause you'll know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files. An actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, Down Darker Trails edition. Featuring Abel Morrison as Tennessee Twister.
Yeah, job is to catch bandits, bring them in, put them in the ground, doesn't matter.
Alex Morrison as Duck Carliday. Dex when determining contact. Oh, I can't talk today. Sam Morrison as Paul McGruff.
For my one daughter, she's my bride and joy.
Bride and joy.
Donovan Ballard as Dallas Donronimo.
For Mother America.
Seth Morrison as Massachusetts Marvin.
Yeah, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Your game master, the keeper of arcane lore for this session, Peter Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your six-shooter. Let's ride.
All right, so you guys bust in through the front door, and as you do so,
we kick it open in a flying V.
As you do so, you see a few things all at once. In front of you is this large, grandiose staircase. At the top of which is a large oil painting on the wall, depicting Bowser. Ew. This picture, it's supposed to be like old and weathered. Okay. It's the picture of two young boys who are descendants of Philo Martin, presumably. Each has two eyes that are a different color. One is brown and one is blue. But you don't get to dwell on it too much because standing at the top of the stairs are three Bowsers, are three bandits with guns readied. Two are dressed in those kind of generic, they look like, I mean, they're the bandit equivalent of mooks. The guy in the middle, is wearing all black except for his boots, which are a pale pink color.
Huh. What?
Yep.
It's
all
a
right.
Girl.
He's wearing human skin boots.
Human skin. His boots appear to be made of human skin.
I fire with my boomstick.
No, they're ready. They're shooting at you.
Kick
so
open this door. I say, well, I'm here to kick butt and kill bandits. And I'm all out of butt.
Alright, so the first bandit opens fire on...
Oh, wait. I duck behind the tiny man.
On Sam. I duck behind the tiny man. Alright, he opens fire on Sam.
We all duck behind Sam, because he's the biggest.
And he hits you, Sam.
Wait, I don't get to dodge bullets in this?
No, nope. Pa.
Kind of horse crap.
So Pa gets hit. For seven damage.
Right in the McGuff. The McGruff.
Shot me right in the double McGruff.
The second dude shoots at the tiny man.
Odd job.
Wait, who's that?
Yeah.
He hits tiny man for eight damage.
Whoa.
So take eight damage, tiny man.
Ow.
And then the dude in the middle shoots.
I say, shoot at me. I'm a man.
All right. He shoots at you.
Oh, wait. No, I was...
He shoots at you, Duck Carl Day.
Oh.
He ducks it.
A duck.
And he hits you.
I ducked.
Oh. Yeah, isn't there
you
a ducking
You ducked
ducking
right
bonus?
Into it.
He's got a duck bonus.
And you take 10 damage.
Oh,
what?
Oh, dude.
You ducked right into it and hit you in the head.
Seriously.
All right, I've got my boomstick ready. I fire.
Okay, so the two other dudes, so they all fire, they all hit you. What are y'all doing here? You're gonna ruin everything.
I just told you I'm here to
kick butt and kill bandits, and I'm all out of butt.
One of the bandits turns to the guy with the human skin boots. Jason, you said this would be the night. They're unhappy, but it's your turn, not theirs.
Okay, so who has the highest dex?
So who's up first, Pete?
I think Duck Carliday is.
Wait, oh no, they're dead. They're dead.
Those guys are faster.
I've got
than
90.
Me.
I've got a 90 dex.
Okay, Massachusetts.
All got ready firearms.
All right, Massachusetts Marvin or not Massachusetts? Pomegranate. Sorry,
that's me.
And then I got 80.
All right, how many dudes are in here?
Three.
I'm gonna shoot at one of them. Dang. All right. My firearms kind of stinks. Whatever. I'm gonna shoot three shots at one of them.
Got any explosives?
Just diarrhea.
Oh my God.
I've got a shotgun. But it sounds like it's gonna take a turn for me to whip that one out. I never really actually said what gun I whipped out.
You whipped out your shotgun.
I whipped out my shotgun.
Okay,
it's
ahead.
A 12 gauge. Do I get dose shots?
It should say on your...
One or two. You get to choose.
Oh, yeah, one or two. All right, I'm taking two shots with old shoddy bot fast. I'm going to blast one of them right in half.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Long ways.
Which one are you shooting?
The one in the middle.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's a chick.
Ooh, 260s, 64 out of 75. So 64 out of 75, that's a hit on the first one. 34 out of 75 on the second one. So that's a success.
All right, roll for damage.
That's a lot of damage.
Why does it say 4d6, 2d6, 1d6?
It depends on how far away you are. See your range, 10, 20, 50.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you're probably...
10.
You're greater than 10 yards away, I would say, so probably the 2d6s.
Well, this is bogus.
All right.
Two. One, mother skunk.
You took off three?
This is the worst shotgun I've ever had.
Wait, what?
He took off three.
Yeah. But he gets to roll again for damage because you shot
three,
twice.
Three, I thought you had a... Isn't it 4d6?
Apparently I'm farther than 10 yards. Or is
no
that
way.
10 feet?
It's 10, yeah, it's yards.
So yeah, he's at least 10
so there's
yards
there's no way
away
I'm more than 10 yards, am I?
Yeah, you're in the doorway and they're at the top of the stairs.
So I'm more than 30. I guess that's only 30 feet. That's
yeah,
not that
not
far.
Yeah, that's not that far. Like, think of the 10-yard line from the end zone.
All right. Well, that was three on that shot.
Okay. So that was the first shot.
Oh, my gosh. Another one. The worst shotgun blast ever. And a six. There we go.
Ooh.
So 10 total.
10 on the second one or 10 total?
10 total.
So three and then seven?
Yeah.
Okay. So he takes a blast from your shotgun, and he falls backwards against the wall. Who's next?
I got 80.
All right, go ahead.
Can I, like, duck down behind something after that shot?
Ugh. Might not end well. Here we go.
What are you doing?
Boomstick.
Okay.
So I got 49. I spend 9 luck.
Okay, what are you shooting at?
I'm shooting at... the guy on the right.
There, go ahead.
And that's 2d6 plus 4. 4. 1, 5 plus 4 is 9.
Alright. He hits the wall as well and collapses to the ground.
Duh.
Like, out of commission, collapses to the ground?
Yeah, he's unconscious.
And am I up?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna take three shots with my right hand. Yeah, with the guy in the middle that hasn't been shot yet. Was it the guy in the middle?
Pete looks like the...
No, the guy in the middle,
has been shot.
The guy on the right's been ready, so you have the guy on the left has not been ready.
And fell to his knees, but he's not dead.
So you can kill one of them, or you can double kill two of them.
Oh, all right. So the guy in the middle's not dead, and he's not unconscious?
Correct.
Okay, so with my right hand, I'm going to shoot the guy on the left three times.
Okay.
And with my... You still got to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot the guy on the left three times with my right hand so I don't have to... what is that? Just one penalty die or no?
Yes. If you were shooting with your offhand, you'd have... And you took three shots, you'd take two penalty die.
Right. Okay.
So you're just taking three shots with your one hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one penalty die.
Okay... I rolled an 85, so I'm going to spend 5 luck so that I hit. Yeah, a 93, so that fails. Oh my heck. 95. Gosh. So I guess I hit him one freaking time.
Okay.
And I had to spend luck on one of them even. Man, that sucked. 6 plus... 2 1 Yeah, okay, so 8. 8 damage, guy on the left.
He collapses to the ground unconscious as well.
So there's the one guy still standing.
So both of the guys on the sides are down for the count. The dude in the middle got shot. He took a stumble to his knee, but he's getting back up.
All right, I'll shoot him 3 times.
Okay.
All right, that's a 45, that's a hit. 64, that's a hit. And 90, 10. 90, 97, so that's a miss on the last shot. So, first shot is 6 damage. Second shot is 9 damage.
How much was it? 15. 15 total?
Yeah.
Okay. You unload your weapon on him. He takes 2 shots to the chest. He falls to the ground. But as he falls, he staggers. And he actually makes a break for it somehow and staggers out of view. So you guys, he's at the top of the stairs, but to the left and the right from where they're standing, there are hallways behind walls. And so he disappears behind one of those walls and you don't know what happens to him.
This is bull.
Okay. All right, I reload while we're...
Reloading.
Start moving up.
Okay, I reload Massachusetts as well. Marvin, it's your turn.
How long does first aid take? Can we... Is that like...
I got a 50 on first aid. I could do it on you.
Yeah, maybe like a minute or two. Like, it takes... It takes a full... it takes a little bit. Like, he's got to get the stuff out and do it, but it's not like way long. I'd say, you know, between 60 and 60 seconds and 2 minutes.
So right away?
So enough time for like...
While we're reloading, I could use some. I'm down to 12 hit points.
Does anybody else have first aid?
I got 30 on first aid, but I think everybody does.
Yikes. I've got 60 on first aid.
Oh, dang.
So who all got shot?
I got shot. Yeah. We all 3 of us got shot.
Yeah, I'm down to 25.
I'm down to 10.
You're at 10?
Yeah, Donovan has the least hit points because he's tiny.
All right, Paul, why don't you work on Dallas? Right. And Tennessee, why don't you come give me a hand here?
All right, I'll hopefully give you some actual first aid. My rolls have been...
I rolled a 70 out of 60. I'll spend 10 luck.
Oh, dang.
Who are you first aiding?
That for you, Dallas.
I'm spending on Dallas Donronimo.
Okay. Dallas Donronimo... he first aided you. You get 1d4 of hit points back.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to roll or do you want me to roll? You roll.
Sweet. I got 3 hit points back. So I'm at 13 hit points, Pete.
Sounds good.
I rolled a 58 out of 50.
Ugh. All right.
And I only have 37 luck.
No, you're good.
Okay, so Massachusetts Marvin, it's your turn.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm still sneaking around the side, trying to go around to the back door and find out what I can see.
Okay, so you've reached the back door, which is kind of to the east. It's not, like, directly in the back. It's on the northeast, around the side. As you can see, like, it leads down. I mean,
there's a little courtyard.
Yeah. Nice statue of Philo Martin here. So you reach the back door. It's over here. Like, you can go in if you want.
I'm gonna make sure that I'm gonna spot hidden to make sure that I'm not running into danger, and then I'm gonna stealth inside.
Okay, go ahead and spot hidden, and then stealth.
All right, spot hidden. I got a 2.
Jeez.
What? Are you kidding?
Jeez, man. Holy cow! You haven't rolled above like a 5.
All right,
I know.
You're starting to have some Donovan rolls. I'm losing confidence in your.
Weird that this started happening when Seth started playing at his own house.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff here.
Except actually, all of Seth's first rolls for the whole beginning of the game were all crap.
All right.
Yeah, I told you I got all the bad rolls out.
So, you can see there's kind of a grimy window. To the south of you, so if you're on this porch area right here, there's a grimy window directly to the south of you, and not right next to the window, but since you rolled a 2, like farther into the building, or into the house, probably about 10 feet beyond the window, you see a bandit there holding a gun readied, but he's not looking in your direction, he's looking towards the front where there was gunfire.
All right, well, is there any way I can sneak into the window? Come up behind him?
Make a luck roll.
75 out of 60.
Okay, so the window is not broken, it is intact, and so you'd have to break the window, which would make noise.
All right, I'm gonna sneak inside the back door then.
Okay, so you go in the back door. Stealthily. Oh, wait. You didn't roll stealth. Roll stealth. My bad.
No, I did before I snuck around the house.
All right. That's fair. Oh. I'll allow it. All right. You stealthily sneak into the back door, and you're in a little kind of kitchen area. It's not little. It's big. A big kitchen area. Nice farmhouse style sink, which makes sense since this is a farmhouse. You know, some chopping block with some rusty knives. That don't look like they've been used in a very, very long time. And then there's a double door, leading out towards the room where you saw the bandit through the window.
All right. Is there any windows in the double doors?
Double door. No, there are no windows in the double door.
Okay, I'm going to try to stealth through those double doors.
You know the bandits.
Go assassinate that bandit.
All right, so I am going to make you roll stealth this time, since if you succeed, you basically will get to kill the bandit, it sounds like. So go ahead and roll stealth. Go in through those doors.
31 out of 50.
All right, so you succeed, you slide through. That bandit looks a little nervous, but he's facing the opposite direction of you.
Gonna sneak up behind him and slice him open.
Shove your gun up his butt.
Do your signature buttercup.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do the signature buttercup move. I fart in my hand and I bring it up around his face.
All right. Go ahead and
cut
roll.
Open his nostrils so he can't block the smell.
And I say, "Silent but deadly." and then I slice his throat.
Tony Lizzuto says hello.
Tony DeZuto says hello.
What is Tony DeZuto says hello? What is that from?
It's that comic where the guy's like, "Oh, my butthole hurts so bad." And the guy comes over to help him. And then he pulls out a gun and he says, "Tony DeZuto says hello." And then there's zooms out and there's two guys talking to each other. It's amazing. He's carried out 47 hits like this.
All right. So roll, Seth.
All right. Fighting brawl, right?
Yes. You're using your toothpick, right?
Yes.
It's kind of amazing how Seth just turned into an assassin, basically. That wasn't intention, but...
Yeah. So, 34, which is a success.
All right, roll for damage.
And I get two moves, right?
Yeah.
So do I got to roll on both, or does that count success for both?
Roll for both.
Okay. All right, 41, that's a success as well.
All right, roll for damage on both.
All right, 6 plus d4. 4, so that's a 10.
All right.
And then a 3 and a 2, so that's a 5, so 15.
All right, you want to describe his horrible death?
Yeah, his face melts like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So I do my signature move, and I fought in my hand and buttercup his face while I slice his throat open, which you see his face melt open a little bit, and blood gushes out and squirts across onto the wall.
Jeez.
And I say,
Massachusetts Marvin.
You really are super good.
Yeah, seriously. This is his serial killer origin story. When he got a taste for murder.
Like I wanted adventure.
His real name is the Massachusetts Mangler.
Yeah. Oh, and guess where the Miskatonic is?
Yeah, he becomes the Miskatonic Mangler.
Yeah. He's really Gandalf Ramazuski.
Randolph Stomachewski.
I bend over and I chop up one of his fingers and put it in my pocket.
Wait a minute, I had my spell on. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you haven't used it yet.
Yeah, but he got shot.
So he could have.
All right, Deadsies. Okay, what do you guys do now? So it's Massachusetts Marvin, you're kind of on the... you're midway along in the... you're kind of in the middle,
Search his body? Can I search his body real quick before we move on?
Yeah, there's $10 in his pocket.
Oh, score.
Well, fellas, they know we're here, so ain't no point in trying to sneak our way through. We better get back before they do something to them girls.
We grab like a...
My payday's hanging on the line.
We grab one of these tables here in this adjoining room and use it as a shield. Is it like thick oak?
I mean, if it's a thick oak, then it's probably pretty heavy.
Yeah, well, we got a few guys.
Yeah, isn't Paul McGruff strong as an ox?
He is strong as an ox.
He's a rancher.
Yeah. Grab a leg.
Anything?
Carry it
anything
up
there?
Stairs.
Paul McGruff? Yeah, I'm up for it. Paul McGruff, you think you can carry a big shield battering ram for us?
Yeah, let's do this. I'm pretty strong.
How strong are you?
I've got a 70 in strength.
That's not that
strong. Strong as an ox.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. He gets
an 85 in pow, and I do get a bonus.
He gets a bonus die on
when making strength rolls.
Yeah, there you go.
As you guys pick up the table, Dallas is in the middle, and he just ends up hanging on, and his feet lift off the ground.
Yeah.
So, is Paul McGruff picking up the table to use as a shield?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm picking up the table. All right. I'm using it as a shield.
Roll for strength.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that was a success.
All right, you lift the table.
Yeah.
You hold it as a shield.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Everyone all get right behind me, gents. Star formation.
Stop.
We're going to fly
quack
and V up these stairs.
Quack. Quack. Oh, twinkle. 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 Twinkle.
Little star.
Star formation.
All right, so did you guys go up the stairs? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we went upstairs.
Yeah, let's move.
Star formation.
You went the way that the guy went?
The guy disappeared.
So, Paul McGruff, you're in front, right?
Yeah, I'm carrying the table shield.
So you come around the corner, and you take a shot to the table shield.
Block.
Charging.
How much?
All right, I run at him full bore with the table shield.
I'm not even 100% sure how much like armor a table shield should have.
Yeah, just
it's a real thick, like solid
oak. Oh yeah.
Oh man,
that's a bulletproof table shield.
That's crazy.
I pop up above the table
off the table
with
shield,
my bow and arrow, and shoot the guy in the eye.
Long ways.
Split them in half with my bow and
arrow. He's carrying that table long ways.
He just rolled multiple times. Deflected and blocked.
He blocked it. He
blocked
said he
it
blocked
with the table.
I put the magic spell.
All right,
spell
you
on
blocked
the
it
table.
With the table. Fine. All right, so you block it with the table, but you can't see what's going on in front of you. What are you doing?
Yeah, charge him.
I call out. Someone
max,
call out.
Max it out.
I call out a sit rep, and then
charge. That's what I yell.
Charge.
So are all four of you pushing the table along with him towards?
Yeah, let's crush this guy with the table.
All right. I want you guys to do an opposed strength roll, but Sam gets five bonus dice.
Five.
Ooh. That's the name of the big battering ram in Lord of the Rings, by the way, where they're smashing it.
Yeah, I got a. Yeah. 36.
So you guys are pushing the table towards the main bandit guy. Sam gets five bonus dice, and we're doing an opposed strength roll.
I am no help in this area.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a pretty good roll.
But they got my bow and arrow ready, so I pop above the table and shoot him in the eye as we're pushing the table into
weird
it.
All right, I get a 16 out of 70.
70? Is that a hard success, or is that an extreme? That's hard.
Yeah, 14 would have been extreme.
Okay, you win the opposed strength roll. You ram him against the wall with the table shield. I don't know. Roll.
We keep ramming until he's paced.
Can I, since he's trapped, can I poke my head above and then?
I don't even know like how to do this. This is ridiculous. Like sequence
just
of events.
Let it happen, Pete. Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Wait.
You as ram him into.
We keep pushing and we just go.
All right.
Can we like ram him down the back of the stairs?
So you ram him into a wall. And then he hits the wall, and then you ram him again, and then you ram him a third time, and you hear his bones break.
And his bowels release.
And his bowels,
and his bowels
release. And he crumples to the floor as blood leaks from his ears. You see
his bowels unplug.
You see his human skin boots fall to the floor.
Oh my god.
As he sits on the ground, you see he's got his Colt 45 Peacemaker in his left hand, or in his right hand, and in his left hand, now covered in blood, you see him holding what looks like a small leather bound book.
But I look at him and I say, table for one.
Oh my gosh. That was incredible. Bravo, Donovan. That was amazing.
Even though I had nothing to do with that at all.
That was all of us. We communally charged with Ron.
That was all Sam.
What the heck is going on?
I take the book.
All right. You take a gander at the book, and why don't you go ahead and read the title?
What's the title say, Twister?
The title of the book is The Journal of Jason Hess.
Look at that. We get the real deal.
Here we go. Got another patron.
Look at that.
Wait, you guys got a real book?
Yeah.
April 12th. That's my birthday.
Real handout what? For them. Okay,
wait,
don't read any of this.
How'd you make a
like
book?
That.
You
I want to see
have
it.
Have a book up there?
Put it up close. I want to see.
There, you like it?
Yeah,
you like that book?
Let me see that there.
You
book.
Like that book right there?
Donovan, I'm going
like
to chop
book?
That finger off and read, shove it up your book.
Read between the lines.
You show it to him.
Yeah, show him. You got a better camera.
Dude, did you what? Scratch it?
How'd you make it?
So what I did is I took an old, like, leather-bound... It's just a leather journal that I had that's pretty old. Yeah. It's pretty small.
It's a diary.
Yeah. I used a carving device, and I carved the Journal of Jason Hess into the cover, and then I poured coffee, hot coffee all over it, and coffee grounds, and then I baked it in the oven.
Dang, Jason Hess would have loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to...
Only for you, Jared.
We're going to have to take a picture of that and post it on Patreon.
Right. Hand it off to Pa and say, Pa, read that.
Pa.
And Pa says, I can't read.
Who's got the best library use?
Yeah, who's got a good library?
That's library. Me.
It's probably the detective, I think.
No, I got no
library. I got only
got
20.
Yeah,
20. Now, well, anyways, here we go.
Probably the journalist.
22, I spend 2 luck.
Yeah, the journalist has to have good library use, I think.
Yeah, I got 50, but I'm in the other room.
Okay.
But I just rolled a 22 and I spent 2 luck.
All right, so...
All right. The fake Indian.
The fake Indian, you...
I guess he's real since he was adopted. He's just Indian by way of Russia.
He's like Dances with Wolves Indian.
Yeah. He's Dances with Polar Bears.
Okay, so...
It's a Russian
Hand the book to Dohaven.
Dances with Russian
Dohaven
Bears.
Dohaven Labo!
Go ahead and open the first page and...
May 1st. Dude, it smells like coffee. And it smells like ramen noodles, too.
Hey, have you even been working this week?
Yeah, it's actually year-end close. It's been a horrible week.
Yeah, man, you've been busy.
All right, go ahead and read aloud from the Journal of Jason Hess, Don Ronimo.
May 1st, 1879. I have finally found that which I have sought for so long. I have studied the traditions of the ancient people who have inhabited this region, learning of their heathen gods, that promise their followers prosperity, and that ultimate prize, mortality.
Immortality. I hand wrote the actual journal, so
it says that I turn and shoot the guy in the head again.
We smash him a few more times with the table.
Zihar, so many other fables.
And I say, table for one.
But what I have found is real, for I have seen the great ones with my own eyes, and I know how to obtain their favor. End of message.
Yeah, I bought this guy behind, like, under this table. Does he start, like, reinflating like a balloon?
No, he's not.
Or like that guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, probably like that.
All right, Donovan, farther just along in the journal, explode. There's a second page that's June 8th, 1879. Have you found it yet?
I see it.
Okay, make sure that, because there's a few pages in there, and I want you to read them in order.
The great ones have accepted our sacrifice by midnight. It had vanished. Oh, it looks like an R. Vanished in the dark.
Edianos.
The screams of the offering echoed beneath our feet until sunrise, but it was but a pittance, in exchange for the gift we seek. It will soon.
It will be soon.
We'll join the great ones even now. Even now, even now, we feel the change. Lurk closer to our consciousness. Our physical forms will be next. End of message.
All right, so the third one is August 12th, 1879.
Oh, I see it. Another acceptable sacrifice. But the change still eludes us. I feel my mind has prepared itself to become like our great gods. But still, these hideous human features look back at me from every stream I cross. Why? Oh, great ones, why will you not make us like you? Why?
Okay, and then there's only one more page.
I've heard of this. I think these guys are followers of the great Zuckerberg. A lizard who wears human skin.
April 12th, 1880. Is this the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Isn't
you
that
know,
like today?
I got like a friend. His name
yes,
is
very close to today.
Donovan.
Hang on. I did say, I said mid-April in the intro. So
yeah, this is real recent.
Yeah, either today or within the last couple days.
We have discovered our error. And what joy. What exhalation. at our fortune. Our error becomes so clear when I come to reflect upon it. How could our sacrifice be acceptable when it is the dregs of humanity that we have been offering? How can we be so foolish to think our reward will be great when our offering is so vile? One more offering. The pure and the untainted taint must be offered up.
Why do you ruin everything?
When they are taken below, I know we will finally be changed. End of message.
Okay, so that makes sense. They gotta be pure and untainted. So that means they cut all the taints off
them. Oh my god.
Check this guy's boots. See if that guy's boots is made of taints.
I look at these boots. They take them off and put them on.
Are these made of taints or these taint boots?
Why is everybody's these voices
are,
all
these
of a sudden?
These are taint skin boots. I hate this game.
God dibs. Dibs of taint skin boots.
You guys are exhausting. I have to be so careful literally about every single word.
The most
that
rewarding
I
part about it is the complete despair on Pete's face.
I'm gonna faint from all this taint.
Listen to us and despair. We've tainted his game.
All right, y'all. It said they're in the basement.
Basement.
Ooh, another basement
said
scenario.
In the book, when we take them below.
No, when they are so, taken below, is what it said.
Oh. By some sort of
when they're taken below
Zuckerberg monster.
All right. Are we in this main hall? Is there nobody else in there but Boots Guy?
Yeah, there's nobody but Boots Guy.
And are they really human skin boots?
Yeah, they are.
Oh well, then I guess I won't take them.
All right. Okay. Where can we go from here?
What's your name? Massachusetts Marvin. That took them a few minutes to sit there and read that book. Are you, like, with them or what?
No, I guess I would move forward and go into that green room to the east. I'm exploring.
Okay.
I don't know where they're at.
Well, you heard the gunshots, and I'm sure above your head you heard the repeated ram of a table against the wall.
And the crushing of bones.
And the crushing of bones.
And the unplugging
and releasing of bowels.
Yeah. She's like...
I can't wait for Jason Hess to listen to this episode and realize what we did with the character that we named after him.
Sorry, Jer Bear.
He's gotten the worst of everything. We've given him the worst jokes, and then we just
I didn't
crushed
know that
his
was
NPC
supposed to be him.
At the table while he was wearing taint skin boots.
Typical Jared Hess. Oh my gosh.
No wonder he's going to go start his own podcast.
Screw these guys. Start my own podcast. I don't need
this. Oh man. This will make people think twice of signing up for the NPC
for real
part.
Oh my gosh, dude, every one of his podcasts that's going to feature someone with our names just getting horribly.
Or it might catch on, like that roast me thing.
Getting the chef treatment.
But we're going to be killing people in the scenario in the weirdest ways. And you're going to be wearing the weirdest stuff. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's it. That's the motif going forward.
They're like, kill me. How? You're going to be wearing taint boots.
All right.
Well, I guess I make my way towards the center of the house.
Oh, hey, it's me, Dohaven Balabo. I'm in the center of the house.
All right. Well, I think we want to
wait
head
for Massachusetts
deeper into the house. See if we can meet up with Marvin.
Well, he's downstairs, right?
We don't know where he is.
I'm not 100% sure where Massachusetts Marvin wants to be. Like, where are you, dude? You were in here, like by this dead body.
Yeah, the X is where I was at. I was heading towards the center of the house.
But they wasted, like, they sat there and looked through that book for a while. So you can be pretty much anywhere you want at this point.
Well, I guess I went towards the gunshots.
Okay, so you came up here, and then you heard the sound of a table, the sound of a tool chest falling downstairs. kind
that
of right above your head.
The sound of a table being smashed against the wall.
Yeah, so I guess I found the other fellas then.
So you came up here, cool. And so you guys are all on the second floor. As you walked up the stairs, you found Jason Haspaste, and you guys are in this area right now.
All right.
Massachusetts. Maybe you can sneak through that door and scope it out for us.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they probably heard us smashing this guy against the wall with a table just outside the door, so...
Yeah, but I just want him to go first so I don't get shot. So hush
well,
up.
Well, I'm fine with that. I did buttercup another guy down there, so looks like nice less word. Than what you guys did up here and made a huge mess. It tainted everything.
No. It was already tainted. Trust me.
Yeah, look at these boots.
All right, I guess I'm going to stealth into that door in front of us.
Is this the one you're talking about right here?
I don't know. Which...
The one at the top of the stairs, like to the north.
Okay, so you go through that door and... sorry, I should be describing this better. So you guys are at the south end of the house on the second floor. You've smashed Jason Hess against the wall. If you turn around and you go directly north, there's a hallway and a door at the end of the hall right near the stairs. You guys walk forward. You get to that door. You sneak through it. And on the other side is kind of an open kind of loft area. There's a table... on the north wall from there. Did you guys leave the goo-covered table on top of him, or...
Yeah, we'll pick up a new one.
Carrying it with you. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get a new
one. There's a table against the far wall to the north, to the... Hang on, sorry. To the west, there's... Like, this area is a pretty big open area. There are a couple of doors on the west wall. And on the east wall, in the center of the east wall, there is a large double door. That appears to lead to a...
Dumbledore.
Most likely a larger room.
Let's go into the larger room.
I'm assuming they told me all the stuff they read. And that we're trying to get to the basement, right?
Yeah, we quickly summarize it up for them.
Or was that just because they went below because they were killed?
We don't know. They said below, so maybe whatever the creature is that they're offering him to drags him below. It's like a metaphorical thing. So, I don't know. Or maybe they're in a freaking basement. Who can say?
Well, all right, then. Let's keep going. Yeah, exploring.
All right. You said Dumbledore's on the east?
Dumbledore. Yes. Dumbledore's are on the east. It's kind of the back, the northeast side of the house, so it's... so the front of the house is to the south, and the back of the house is to the north. So it's kind of the back east side of the house on top of the hill.
All right. So, yeah, let's stand off to the side, and we'll throw those doors open. Unless you want to grab a table to block all the gunshots.
The doors are locked.
Can we hear anything on the other side of that?
Roll me a listen.
Yeah. Can you guys hear anything? Anything on the side of the other side of that door?
I don't know yet.
I can't.
Rolled a 52.
Apparently my bad rolls are back. I just got an 88, so I don't hear a dang thing.
I got a 91, so I can't hear anything.
I just got the 52. I hear nothing.
Tennessee?
Did anybody succeed the listen roll?
I didn't roll. 63 is a success for me.
Okay. You kind of hear... You can't hear a lot. These are some pretty solid oak doors. But you kind of hear some movement, some squeaking, coming from the other side of the door.
Massachusetts, did you say you could pick this?
Yeah, I got a pretty good locksmith, so I think I can pick this lock open if we want.
Go for it.
What?
Do it.
Right, burglar.
You heard somebody on the other side, though, right?
Let's stand off to the sides, so we don't got a...
Have guns drawn, I pull out my shoddy.
Line of fire.
I take my boomstick out.
And, all right. Yeah, get your guns ready, Massachusetts.
Take cover behind one of these chairs that's propped up.
Pick this here stealth.
Get ready.
All right, I'm
hey,
going to go ahead.
We got this big table right
Let's
here.
Let's flip the table over and be ready.
Long ways.
Long ways. So we can all fit.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to pick this lock. Keeper, is that good?
All right, go ahead and pick the lock, Massachusetts.
What's your locksmith?
It's 51.
Oh, nice.
So we good, Keeper?
Yeah, go ahead and roll for locksmith. Or lock pick or whatever.
All right, I got a 75.
Oops.
Can I push this roll?
Push the roll.
Yeah, push it.
Push it.
And if I don't succeed, I'll break the lock?
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Then we'll have to blast it open long ways.
All right, 73, so that didn't work.
All right, breaks in the...
All right, sorry, gents. Maybe we should just shoot this thing open.
All right, y'all, grab this here table. This nice, big, thick table, we're going to use it as battering ram.
We're pretty handy with a table.
Do you want us to do a strength roll?
Can we battering ram it with the table?
Yeah, you can battering ram.
I've got a 70 strength as well, so we got some decent strength behind this.
All right, I'm going to roll, and Sam also has 5 bonus die again, correct?
I'd get 6 this time, right? Because I got Massachusetts Marvin.
Unless there's another way to get into this room. Like, if we go back down.
Well, I didn't have 5 bonus die last time.
Because you get a bonus die for your strength roll.
And right, but there were only 3 other guys with me.
So you get your regular roll. You get
right,
your...
I got 4 bonus die, 5 total.
Yeah, I should have said 5 total die, but I said 5 bonus die.
I got a 10 on
one
of them.
I'm not super worried about it. I'm
helping him, he gets
all right,
a bonus die.
Let's do this.
Die.
Everyone pick up, and I'll get all the bonus die.
All right, 5 bonus die.
All right, here we go. All right, 5. It's an extreme success.
Okay.
Some extreme table ramming.
You guys get a running start and achieve ramming speed as you batter through the doors with the table.
Need to ram them.
A huge cracking sound arises from your table as it connects with the door, and then the door gives way and splinters open in front of you. The room on the other side is dark.
It's full of milkmen.
It's filled with milkmen, some of whom are very old. Anyway, the room on the other side of that splintered door is dark. Aside from the light of the moon angling in from a broken window on the opposite side, a few things stand out to you. 10 chairs sit in the room, 5 on each side of an area rug.
We found the Wario room.
A large M or W emblazoned on the center of the rug in the middle of the room. The chairs, 5 on, or one set of the 5 chairs is directly in front of you, facing you standing in the doorway. The other 5 are on the other side of the room, facing a shattered open window. In 9 of the 10 chairs sit 9 girls, still very much alive, but passed out. Their arms are tied to the arms of the chairs with thick rope. The last thing that you notice, almost as if your mind refused to acknowledge it until it had captured every other detail of the room, is that the rug itself looks pristine. Not because it's actually clean, but just because every other square inch of this expansive room is completely covered in blood. I want you guys to roll for sanity.
I kicked the rug.
Yeah.
Ugh. 40. Well, I got a 98.
I rolled a 49. And he's back with... So I succeeded.
Succeed.
Drop my dice.
Yes!
That means it was a successful game.
You just got your good rolls back, Seth.
Yep.
All right.
I'm back to form.
I rolled an 8. Sweet.
No, because Abe dropped his dice. Everything's back to normal. Back to
oh,
good.
Pete, can I go back in time just a little bit? I just remembered something that I was going to do, but I didn't announce it. I wanted to put a bullet in both of those unconscious dudes at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, sure. I'll let you retroactively murder the mooks. That's fine.
All right.
Sounds good. Wanted to squish him with a table a whole bunch of times.
And say, I will not allow that.
And
that
say, is table for two.
Sled back down the stairs on the table.
I won't allow that part. That is special treatment reserved only for Jason Hess.
Who is now dead.
I succeeded.
I think everyone succeeded except for Massachusetts Marvin. All right, Marvin.
Massachusetts. So everybody who's not Massachusetts Marvin, I want you to take one point of sanity loss. Massachusetts Marvin, I would like you to take or roll a d6.
Oh, I'm losing one.
One.
Okay. So, what do you guys do? Are you untying?
I run over to Phyla and I start untying her. What?
I look for a light switch.
I bring out my axe and I start cutting the ropes that are tying my daughter to the chair.
Okay.
As I'm bawling.
I start cutting the women loose.
Alright, I want you guys to roll a listen.
Okay. I succeeded. I rolled a 26.
I failed miserably. I got an 88.
I also failed.
31 out of 40. Boom, I succeed.
What am I hearing?
So you guys hear from somewhere in the house, somehow, an old clock chimes midnight. And you remember those words from the journal of Jason Hess, that by midnight, the sacrifice had vanished into the dark. And your ears, having heard that gong from somewhere in the house, are now attuned to hear the slightest sounds. You start to hear something come in low, but then it starts to magnify, and for a minute you're not sure what it is. But then the floor starts to rumble and shake. And all of a sudden, from the window just to the north of you, where you can see the hill slope down behind you, you notice something that you hadn't before. The hill seems to be pockmarked with what look like molehills, but they're not molehills. And out of these holes, 10, 20, 30, 1,000, you have no idea how many of something burst from these hill or these holes, and the hill itself seems to be alive with moving bodies, all of them coming towards you. In that room at the top of the house, with 9 girls recently released from chairs, and you see, almost as if its destiny, on a clear, cloudless night, lightning cracks and illuminates the ground. So you can see that mass of bodies coming towards you for just a moment. And you realize it's not dragons, it's not miners. But one of the things that stands out to you that you notice is these monsters. They look like horrible, crouched, hairy apes. But the thing that you notice most, which is so surprising in the light of a single flash of lightning, is those horrible, glowing eyes. One of them is blue, and one of them is brown. And you realize at that second what became of the Martin clan that disappeared from this house so many years ago. What do you do?
All right, girls, let's go.
Let's get these girls out of this room. We splintered the door, so we won't be shutting it and locking it. I kicked the rug.
I think we run out the front door, get in the wagon, and go.
Let's get out of this house and burn it to the ground.
Drop the matches on the rug, light it on fire.
Okay, so doing that. So let's get in the wagon and get the hell... Why am I using your accent? Let's get the hell out of here.
I grab Dallas Don Ronimo and yeet him out the window. Then we all go running for it.
Massachusetts. Oh, jeez Louise.
Yeah. Well, let's grab these girls and get out of here.
They have a wagon outside. Massachusetts, we're going to need your dynamite to collapse the canyon on top of these monsters.
Is there some kind of a kill box?
Perhaps we can dig a tunnel.
Are these ladies awake?
Yes.
Yeah, we gave them smelling salts.
Been able to get them to wake up, but pretty disoriented and freaking out. Yeah, you gotta make a decision pretty fast.
We've got a convenient carriage out front already hooked to horses. I say, ladies, hurry and run for the carriage.
We're already on the way. Let's go.
All right, yeah, everyone, let's get out to the wagon.
Are you guys making a break for it?
Making a break for the wagon.
Yeah, somebody light this daggum house on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We gotta burn this thing to the ground.
Burn it.
So I'm gonna light my matches and light this rug on fire, this Wario rug.
Yeah, were there any lanterns around?
There was an oil lantern, wasn't there, in the house? Or that was the barn, huh?
Has anybody got some alcohol on them?
Duh.
Molotov cocktail?
I've got some Russian vodka on me.
Dallas Don Ronimo probably has some alcohol on
him. I got some vodka.
Let's start lighting crap, and then let's run.
Grab the girls.
Let's go.
Get out of here. Run.
Run,
it's coming, let's go.
All right, drop your alcohol into the rug and I'll light it with my matches.
Let's go, light the damn thing.
Yeah, I got whiskey, I drop it on the rug.
All right, match this,
okay,
baby.
It's on. Oh, crap, the girls are in behind the wall of fire.
It's a good old-fashioned American barbecue.
All right, so you guys light the room on fire and you go running out, right?
Yeah.
You come out the door, you've lit the room on fire, and as you turn towards the stairs to the front, there is actually a staircase at the back, so the north side of the house, along with some windows. And as you turn towards the front of the house, those dang dirty apes come shattering through those back windows and up those stairs, and they are after you. Probably not more than 20 feet behind you.
I throw the table at them.
All right, let's book it.
Can I toss my dynamite?
If you want.
How many do you have?
Dynamites?
How many what? Dynamites?
Yes.
I have one left.
Maybe we should just throw the table at them and go away.
You're not holding the table.
How'd they get here so fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, these things apparently are pretty fast.
All right, run. Let's go.
Run!
Are you throwing the dynamite?
No, I don't see why not. I'm going to throw it back towards those stairs.
Okay, go throw it back at those dang dirty apes. Go ahead and make a throw roll.
99.
All right, 20.
All right. You throw it back behind you as you guys sprint towards the stairs. You hear the explosion. I'm not even going to make you roll damage. It engulfs those dang dirty apes in fire, and you hear a hissing screech as they all explode, killing, I mean, you couldn't count them very well, but at least 6.
Aha!
All right, you guys get to the staircase, and you start running down the stairs, and as you're going down the stairs, 6 more dang dirty apes sprint out from the sides of these rooms.
Oh, dang, fellas. What are we gonna do? We gotta hurry. We gotta run. Run for it. We gotta get to the wagon. Hurry, come on, girls. Come on, let's go.
So you get 6 more dang dirty apes coming in from this side and this side, cutting off your path towards the wagon and the front door.
Wait, so there's 12 dirty apes?
Yeah, there's 12 dirty apes in front of you, and there's more coming.
12?
Sorry, no, let's go with the 6. There's 3 from each side.
So I take whichever lady is the ugliest, and I throw them towards the apes.
That's Phyla McGruff.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Phyla McGruff gets fed to the dirty apes.
There goes your 500,000.
All right.
All right.
Is there a table nearby?
Back to back, fellas.
Yeah, we grab a table and we charge into them.
How much?
All the way. All
right. Do you really grab the table or?
Well, if we can get the table and just push them out, kind of push them and then.
Are we in
push
combat?
Them down.
I guess we just.
Yeah, I mean, you're.
Just whip out our pistols and start blasting.
Yeah, Massachusetts Marvin, I believe, is first. Paul McGruff, second.
Well, I started blasting.
You start blasting? Actually, Massachusetts Marvin already threw dynamite. He's behind the rest of you. Like, he's still coming. He's not way behind you, but, like, 5 feet. He's used his turn. It's probably right, Tom McGruff's turn.
Can we plow a hole through the center of them with, like, a table?
Do you guys have a table? Did you carry the table with you?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. You totally can plow a hole through the middle of them, but any of them dexing themselves or dodging around the table will then be behind you.
All right, I shoot one.
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot.
Okay, how many shots are you taking, Paul McGruff?
Are they at point-blank range?
One for each.
No, they're not point-blank range.
But they're at least 10 yards. Less than 10 yards.
Yes, they're less than 10 yards.
I'll just take one shot at each of the three on the left.
I don't think you can do that.
Well,
I think
I'll just take one shot.
I think you can only take, like, you can only shoot one.
You have a shotgun, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you're in close range, so get that 4d6, 8d6 action on.
All right, I'll take two shots on the shotgun then. Well, maybe I'll just take one, yeah, so I don't have to reload.
There you go. Take one shot at one of them.
Yeah, one of them. Okay. All right, 41 out of 75.
Okay, roll your 4d6s.
3, 5, 4. 3.
Okay. His head explodes.
Yeah.
All right, you're still moving towards the front, right? Whose turn is it? Is it yours?
It is my turn.
I think it's... Yeah, who's got the other 90?
Dallas Donronimo.
So I got 80 dex. I got my boomstick out.
Okay.
Damn it, 64.
Only 9 girls for thousands of apes? No wonder those guys aren't...
I fail.
Okay, so let me rephrase. There's not 1,000 apes. That was just for illustration.
It just
purposes.
Looked like.
It looked like.
Thousands.
Yeah. There's not. There's really significantly less than 1,000 apes. There's.
Good baker's dozen.
Yeah. What happened? Right. Did you miss?
What are you doing, Donronimo?
Donovan missed.
I failed.
Okay.
Why don't you spend luck, dummy?
Because I got a 64 and I'm at a 40. So I guess I can spend. What is that?
24 luck.
Alright, I spent 24 luck.
Alright, go ahead. Roll for damage.
And that is 2d6 plus 4. 2. So 6. 5.
Alright, his head explodes.
Okay, we're down to 4 apes. You guys with your double blastings.
All right, who's first, Tennessee Twister or Duck Carl today?
I think we have the same dex.
Yeah. All right, I'll take two shots at two different dang dirty apes.
Okay.
But as I do it, I want to slide across the table that's in the room as I pull both my six shooters out, and I say, "Did someone order the duck?"
Yeah, but jump through the air whilst firing two guns.
Yeah, and I'm jumping through the air whilst firing two guns and saying, "Ah." Alright, first shot. 35 out of 90, so that's a hit. Second shot. Frick, 94. So I'm going to spend another 4 luck. So that's a hit. So that's 2 on the first one. And then on the other one, dude, you gotta be kidding me. 97.
Wow.
So I'm gonna spend another 7 luck. So I'm down to 55. Eighty-eight. Jeez, man. Barely. Alright, I hit. Friggin' barely. Okay, so first one. 2 damage. And 6, 7. So 9 damage on the first one.
Okay.
12, 21 on the second one.
Jeez.
All right. So the first one, you shoot twice, you hit him in the gut and then in the leg, and he stumbles and falls. The second one, his head explodes. So what was that? Was that 4? That's 4. 2 remaining?
Yeah.
All right. Tennessee Twister, you're up.
Great shooting, Doc.
Okay. I'm going to shoot at the other two.
Okay, are you... So, wait, you're doing dual wield as well?
Might as well.
So, if I want to shoot at both of them, I gotta shoot with 2 hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many shots are you taking?
So, 3 shots at one, 3 shots at the other.
Alright, so you're gonna have 1 penalty die for one of them and 2 penalty die for the other one.
Okay. Alright, the first 3... 67 success. 46 success. And a. If I get double zeros on one and 0 on the other, is that 100?
It's 100, yeah. That's a. Your gun's gonna have a problem.
Yep, I had a malfunction.
Can you spend
Yeah.
Get out of that.
You can spend 10. It costs 10 luck to avoid a malfunction.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. It's on the back sheet.
I don't just spend till I get out of. Get down to my.
You're not really. So, under normal rules, you can't spend luck to get out of a malfunction. That's a pulp rule. And so they make you spend at least 10 to do it.
And what is a typical malfunction? Like my whole gun jams and I can't use it forever?
Explodes.
It's something bad happens. It's up to the keeper's discretion as to what the malfunction means. Typically it's something like, yeah, your gun jams, you can't use it, or it backfires and you're going to take some damage yourself or something like that.
So if I want to avoid death at some point, I got to spend at least 30 luck?
Yeah.
Well, shoot. Because I only have 37 luck. So if I spend 10, then I can't use that. Okay, I'm just going to let it malfunction.
Okay. So your gun jams. And the bullet kind of backfires in your hand. It doesn't hit you... really, but it burns your hand. I want you to take 2 damage.
Okay, so do you want me to roll my damage for that side?
It's up to you. You can roll everything at once, or you can...
Yeah. All right, so I'm shooting with my other hand now, and I got double penalty. Yep, fail. 75, so that's a success. And my last one... it's gonna be a 28. No, 58, sorry.
Success.
Jeez.
So 2
dude.
Successes on both.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe you got 2 successes with 2 penalty die.
Yeah, well, my thing's 80, so it's not.
Wait, so he shot both of them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so damage. On the first one, it's going to be 5 plus... Oh, no. Just, yeah, 2 shots. Gosh. 5 and 4, so 9. And then on the other one, 9 plus 3, so 12. 9 and 12. Sorry that took so long, guys.
So the first one, you shoot, it hits him in the shoulder, and then your second shot takes him in the kneecap, and he goes down incapacitated. The second one, you shoot once in the chest, and then you shoot him again, and it hits him in the throat, and he is down and gone within seconds. All 6 of the dang dirty apes in front of you have either been killed or incapacitated, and your... pathway out the front door looks to be clear.
I got a ride the one I used. Do we use that for Morlocks? Riding the carriage?
No. So drive wagon is one of the skills.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody have drive wagon?
I've got 50 on drive wagon.
I got 20. That's all right.
Paul's driving the wagon.
Paul's driving.
Oh, Paul. Hey, Massachusetts Marvin, you got any more of that dynamite?
No, no. The last one.
I'm out of dynamite, and
wait,
I only got 20.
Roll a d6.
Yeah, if he rolls a d6, can he get more?
All right, well, let's go. We go pile on the wagon.
What? Okay, we pile on the wagon.
Get in, girls.
We rev it up.
All right, so you guys burst out the front door, and you look to your left and right, and there are five more dang dirty apes or Morlocks to your right coming at you, and there are five more from your left coming at you. You probably have enough time to get to the wagon before they reach you, but it's going to be close. I want you guys to make a con roll.
Oh, jeez.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 98 for me.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I got a 78 out of
That's an 88.
So success for me.
I rolled a 51.
88 out of 60 for me.
Okay.
98 out of 55.
Yeah, so Dallas Donronimo trips and stumbles down the stairs.
Goes rolling down like an Oompa Loompa.
So Palma Gruff, Massachusetts Marvin, and Tennessee Twister, you guys sprint out in front. Duck Carliday is on his way too, but he's slightly behind you. But the person who, needs to be the fastest is Palma Gruff. He's got to get to the front of the wagon and grab the reins and prep the horses. The other two of you, Massachusetts Marvin and Tennessee Twister, you're ushering the girls into the back of the wagon. While you wait for Duck Carliday. So Duck Carliday, you're running behind them, but you can either turn and fight, or you can spend your action to get to the wagon, but not both. Massachusetts Marvin, Tennessee Twister, you two can get to the wagon and turn and fire if you choose. Dallas Donronimo, you basically got to use your turn to get up, or you can shoot from the ground if you want.
I'm going to get up.
Okay, so that's your turn. Duck Carliday, are you going to turn and fight, or are you going to get to the wagon?
I'm going to get to the wagon.
Okay. Palma Gruff, you're getting to the wagon, and you're grabbing the reins. That's your turn? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
Or you can get to the wagon and then turn and shoot, but then you can't grab the reins.
I'm getting the reins.
All right. Massachusetts Marvin, Tennessee Twister, you get to the wagon, you're ushering those girls into the back, but you've got two companions that are behind you. One of them looks like he's going to be there, right away, right behind you, but the other one stumbled and fell down the stairs. He's quite a bit behind. What do you two do?
So I'm going to turn and fire and shoot Dallas in the leg.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn and fire and shoot him in the head.
Like, thanks, guys.
No, we got to keep him alive, make sure that the apes attack
him. Put him out of his misery once they start eating him. Like Last of the Mohican style.
No, he's the bait, man. He's going to allow us to get away.
All right. Okay, I see what Massachusetts is doing, and I approve.
Wait, you guys are seriously going to shoot me?
I really hate your character, so I'm going to kill him.
Well, Massachusetts Marvin is kind of a serial killer.
He does become the Miskatonic Mangler. Gandalf Romanuski.
I'll shoot at the closest one.
The one closest to you or the one closest to Dallas Donronimo?
Well, is there different?
Yes,
creatures.
So
there's one close to me and one close to him.
Well, so they're like kind of fanned out. There's five of them coming from each direction. You guys are on the east side of the staircase, loading the wagon. But, I mean, Dallas Donronimo is at the bottom of the stairs. So the ones on the east side, the five coming from the east are closer to you. The five coming from the west are closer to Dallas Donronimo.
So I grab a pickle and I go running into the swarm. Just kidding. I'm going to fire the closest ones to Dallas, trying to save him.
Okay. Go ahead.
You should just shoot Dallas.
All right, I guess I'm going to fire three times. So 54 on the first, 94 on the second, so that's a miss. 39 on the first, 29 on the second, so hit. 21 on the first. 41 on the second, so I've hit two. So two successes, I fired three times.
Okay. So you shot at one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll for damage.
So 3 plus 2 is a 5. And a 3 plus 2 is a 5.
All right. You hit him direct hit between the eyes, he's down. The one closest to Dallas Donronimo. The other four... Dallas Donronimo, I want you to make me a spontaneous luck roll right now.
Oh, my luck is at 46.
34!
Alright. As that one stumbles and falls, two of the four stop and go to their companion and start eating him. So two of them are out of, are at least temporarily distracted. So two more are coming towards Dallas Donronimo. There's still five that are closing in on the wagon. Tennessee Twister, what do you do?
I'm going to shoot at the one closest to the wagon.
Okay, go ahead.
So with my malfunctioned gun, how long is it malfunctioned? Just that one?
Just the one time. I can either make it jam to where it's unusable, or I could get, I mean, I could do anything I want, but I gave you the damage instead, so it's working.
Okay, well, then I'm going to use both guns, and I'm going to fire...
On two of
three
them?
Three times, at, yeah.
Okay, so one thing to keep in mind is if you shoot both guns three times, you are out of ammo.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. And am I in the same situation? They're not close enough, so I have the penalty die?
Yeah.
Okay. I rolled 98.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is that a malfunction or is malfunction 99?
99.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
Getting intense. Why has there been so many 90s?
I don't know, but like, it's been crazy. Alex has 90 gun skill.
I know.
And he's probably rolled in the 90s at least 10 times tonight.
All right, 72, that's a success. 78, that's a success. Okay, so two successes with my right hand. I need to roll with my left hand, so that's two penalty die with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to roll. All right, so 83, I'm going to spend three luck. Okay, so success.
Oh, yeah, Donovan, don't forget your spell you have.
76.
Thank you.
So, two successes, and 76 again, yeah. All right, all three on that one.
Okay, so two shots on one and three shots on the other?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, damage, 4, 6... So 10 on the one and 9, 9, 9. Holy cow.
All right. So the first one, you shoot twice. You hit him in the chest and then you hit him in the stomach and he goes down. That first shot was straight through the heart. The second one, you shoot him, basically your shots are grouped so perfectly, you hit him in both eyes and then right between the eyes, and he is down. So you take out two. I believe that means there are three coming from the east still and two coming from the west. Is that right?
But two of them are distracted eating.
So yeah, there were five. You killed one, then two more are distracted. So you've got two that are still coming at you. Let's see. It is now their turn. So, one of the dang dirty apes or Morlocks is gonna jump and do a fighting maneuver on Dallas Donronimo. He's not trying to take off any damage. He is trying to knock you down. So, do you want to fight back or do you want to dodge?
Want to fight back.
All right.
What's your dodge? Isn't your dodge super high, though?
40-something.
40, and...
Remember, you have to get a...
Because your dex is like 95, isn't it?
Because I got a tomahawk. Can I use that to fight back with?
Yeah, I'll let you fight back with your fighting brawl. That's fine.
Fighting brawl is 65, so it's better than my dodge.
But you have to get a better success than he does.
So if he succeeds, you have to get a hard success. Fighting.
But if I... Either way, I got another guy coming at me.
Yep.
I'm just going to fight back.
Okay. Here we go.
33, I spend a luck and have a hard success.
Okay, he failed anyway. So go ahead and roll for damage on your tomahawk.
Let's see. It's
he
one
swings
three,
in
six,
with his
six,
claw and whiffs. And he leaves himself open for a tomahawk.
Two.
The Russian bear says hello.
This is 1d6 plus 1.
All right. The tomahawk strike glances off his shoulder. It cuts into his arm, but it's just a flesh wound. All right. The second dang dirty ape comes at you. Fight back or dodge?
Let's do a dodge.
Okay.
43, I spend 3 luck to succeed.
All right, he also succeeded, but you have an equal measure of success, so you dodge successfully. You're able to get a little bit of separation, and...
I book it to the wagon.
I'm assuming you're booking it to the wagon.
Yes. Great move, Zealous. Get out of there.
Thanks, Massachusetts, for not shooting me. I mean, thank you very much.
All right, going back through... Massachusetts Marvin, those dudes are those Morlocks to the right. There's three left. They're basically on top of you, but it's your turn.
Oh, yeah.
Are we all, like, in the wagon? Are the people in the wagon?
Yes. So, basically, Massachusetts Marvin and Tennessee Twister are standing right next to the wagon. They can step onto it. Your turn is you getting into the wagon. Pa McGruff, I mean, basically he's waiting for everybody to get on the wagon. I guess he could probably turn and shoot at somebody, but that's kind of where we're at.
Start the wagon moving.
Yeah.
All right, well, I only guess.
Yep, start the wagon. I can
start the wagon.
I'll catch up if there's a way I can do that.
It's cold outside, so you have to crank it a few times.
Oh no, we popped all these horses on the way in.
So, Pete, if I can get a good dex, can I run and jump onto the wagon as it's going away?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to shoot 3 shots at the closest ones. Sorry, Dallas, go ahead.
Why don't you guys hop on and shoot, and I'll catch up, hopefully, if I get a success.
Well, I think he said that we could either hop onto the wagon and hold on, or we could shoot.
If he's starting the wagon, so Pa McGruff is first, right? Or is Massachusetts Marvin first?
Massachusetts. I think I am. I got 95.
Okay, so Massachusetts Marvin can go first. You can conceivably shoot and step onto the wagon right before he starts the wagon.
All right, can I shoot more than one beast?
I don't think so.
I only have a single gun.
You can only shoot one.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and unload the clip then. I only got 3 shots left, so I'm going to fire 3 times at one.
Okay.
All right, it's a 75. What do I have again? 70.
but I have a penalty die, so let me see what the other one is. 55, so I'd have to spend 5 luck. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll spend 5 luck to get a success on that one.
Okay.
So I'm down to 55 luck.
Okay.
Alright, so success on the first. 92 on the second, so I'm just going to go ahead and miss on that one. And a 61 and a 21, so success on the third.
Okay.
So two successes.
Two successes, go ahead.
Alright, and it is a 1d10 plus 2. I got a 5 plus 2 is 7, and a 2 plus 2 is 4, so 11.
Okay. You shoot him in the shoulder, then you shoot him in the belly, and the second one shoots out through his back and disconnects his spinal cord. His legs go out from under him, and his lights are dimmed within a matter of seconds.
Haha, take that, you ugly ape.
Did the other one start to eat him?
Do you need to roll luck for that?
Yeah, Massachusetts Marvin, roll for luck.
All right, and then I step onto the wagon. I got a 19.
Yes, the other ones start to eat him. So if I am calculating correctly, the ones from the east have officially been dispatched. The two that were remaining are preoccupied eating their companion. There are still two coming from the west that are chasing Don Ronimo. Pa McGruff, it's your turn.
Well, I'm just, I've got the wagon moving now.
Okay, so you start the wagon up?
Yeah, I start the wagon.
Yeehaw!
Alright, Duck Carliday, I'm assuming you jump onto the wagon as it starts up?
Yeah, I jump onto the wagon as it starts going, but I'm going to jump through the air whilst turning and shooting two guns and saying, aw.
Alright, I'm going to need you to make a hard dex roll to accomplish this maneuver.
While saying ha?
While saying aw.
Aw.
I feel like I get a bonus for saying aw. Turning and shooting, which I also should get a bonus die because shooting the guns behind me makes me fly faster. Obviously. If you understand physics. Alright. That's a 56 out of 70, so that is not quite a success on my hard dex roll.
Okay, so you dive towards the wagon, you miss, you hit your back against the wagon, fall onto the ground, but you still have your two guns pointed towards the Morlock, so I'll let you go ahead and shoot him. You're on the ground on your butt, facing away from the wagon right now as it rolls away.
Okay. Alright, I will shoot 3 times at both.
Okay, this will unload your guns.
No, I have 1 bullet left in each.
You're right. Plus, you've got your shotgun bullet.
Yeah. Alright, hit on the first. 61 hit. 51 hit. 88 hit. 57 hit, 83 hit, and 34 hit. So 11, 15, 17, or 7, so 22 on the first.
These are
Morlock.
The two that are chasing Don Ronimo, right?
Yeah. Okay. So 22 on the first Morlock, and then 4. 9. Jeez. And 3. So 12 on the second Morlock.
Alright, so the first Morlock, you hit him 3 times successively in his head, and his head, the top of his head explodes off, and a shower of bone bits and brains rain down on Don Ronimo's head.
The second one dies a regular death and just gets shot twice in the neck and in the chest and goes down. Or shot three times. I can't remember. But anyway, he's dead. Okay, so you've got two Morlocks eating one dead Morlock on the left, or on the west, and you've got two more Morlocks eating one dead Morlock on the right, but none of them are currently pursuing you, at least that are close enough. You can hear the sound of their scrabbling, scraping hands and feet in the distance, as you know more are coming from behind the house, as each of you goes towards the wagon. I keep forgetting your names. Dallas Don Ronimo, you need to make a dex roll to dive on to the back of the wagon as it pulls away. Duck Carliday, you scoop yourself back up, and you also need to make a dex roll to dive onto the wagon again.
Yes, 11. Extreme success.
Dallas Don Ronimo successfully jumps onto the wagon.
Extremely successfully.
I got a 32 out of 70.
All right. Duck Carliday also successfully dives onto the wagon. As it pulls away, you see several more Morlocks trailing behind you on the road. Pa McGruff, I'm going to need you to make a drive wagon roll.
Ooh, spend all the luck.
All right, here we go, fellas. We're all going to die. Boom! 30 out of 50.
Woo! All right, so you hyah, and you snap the reins hyah, on the two hyah. Horses in front of you, and it starts to pull away. The four of the rest of you look back behind you, and in the glow of the giant, once grand Martin Mansion, as it burns to the ground, you see 10 or 20 or 30 of the monsters chasing after you, but they cannot keep up with your wagon, and they disappear into the distance as you guys hit the outbuilding and then speed past it.
Hey-haw!
You guys ride on through the night, and you go through the mountain pass, and after riding for several miles, for several hours, you guys get to a point where you finally are coming down out of the mountains, and below you in the valley below you, you can see your original destination. As you began this journey what seems like so long ago, there in the valley is Santa Fe. As the sun rises to the west of you, its stark glow illuminates the city, the bustling hub of the 1880s Southwest. Santa Fe, that place where you all hoped to find something that you were looking for. To conclude your journey, you guys ride out of the mountains. Looking behind you in the wagon, you see 9 girls who at this time would not be alive if not for your heroic deeds. And even though you all might have had your own motives, looking back at that sight with the city of Santa Fe stretched out in front of you, growing closer by the minute, this is something to feel really good about.
What a finish. Hey everybody, this is Sam. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. This was a homebrew Down Darker Trails scenario written by Pete, so props to Pete. Was a lot of fun to play. And stay tuned. Lots of new cool stuff coming your way. And be sure to check us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles and leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.